talking about the Matrix. Well, I look at the Matrix. You guys are reading a lot into the Matrix. I look at the Matrix as I do as the Skulls movies 1, 2, and 3, Tomb Raider, and the upcoming National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Now, you were saying about, oh, how they're going to want to work with us, the smart people.
Well, no, look, I was saying that's propaganda. And I was going to get more into that.
Yeah, it is definitely propaganda, because don't think for a second that the people who are aware that you can read anything into that movie other than more conditioning and manipulation. And as Dr. Khalid Mohammed said, not that I'm a follower, but I have heard him speak before, we really want to work with you. We want to work with you. That's how he feels about the white people, and I feel the same way if you want to read something into this movie. Now,
okay, so that's your phone call.
Hold on.
No, I'm going to let you go, because I said we got to be fair to the callers. I'm going to get David Icke's response to what you were saying. What I was talking about, sir, is mass conditioning, as I've said over and over again, is that that's what the New World Order says, is that, well, see, the world's a dangerous place, so we've got to have a world government to keep everybody safe, and those of you that are the thinking people see this, and we've got to be more ruthless than anybody else, or we'll lose control. Obviously, I said that that movie, that third movie, is definitely bad and has a bad message, and I said that, and then you spun that into something different than what I said, and then you mentioned, Khalid Mohammed, who I've got on video saying horrible stuff. We've got to come together against the New World Order. David Icke?
Yeah, when I talk about the Matrix, I'm talking about the first one, which gave an excellent visual portrayal of the illusory world that we live in, and provably live in. When you look at even mainstream science, there's no way that this world is anything but an illusion that we construct in our minds. Therefore, if you can control what we believe to be real, you will control what we construct to be real.
The Bible says we're made in the image of God, and that we're creators, and that we go out and build things. The things that people thought up 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we have now developed and created.
Yeah, but the whole point that needs to get across is that we are constructing the reality we think is real according to our own belief in what is real. Therefore, like a stage hypnotist, if you can manipulate people to believe in a certain reality, you will get them to experience that reality because they'll construct it. And of course, we have the greatest stage hypnotist on planet Earth in the corner of every room, every living room, the television, which is constantly implanting a false belief in reality.
Let's take some calls.
Ignorantly doing it too, who are not aware, who are bringing up our children saying, this is what is real, this is what is not real. We're being hypnotized all the time without realizing it.
Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim. Okay, Charles in North Carolina. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah, David, in your book, Children of the Matrix, on page 207, you write, and I quote, "There was no Jesus." And on page 61, you write, "Jesus never really existed." Then you go on to argue that Jesus was a mythological creation of shape-shifting reptilian lizard people. And you want to talk about false impressions? Now, all of Alex Jones' work is based on verifiable facts like the Northwood document. Your analysis mixes facts with blasphemous fiction, revealing you, the satanic motivations you have. You are a fraud, Mr. Icke.
Well, believe something else then, mate. Don't matter to me.
I'll tell you what, I hadn't read that, but I'd like to talk about that with David Icke when we get back, and I knew these calls would come up. Now, you guys wanted David Icke on, he's on the broadcast, we'll discuss it when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About to go back to David Icke and let him answer those comments that Charles was bringing up, who, by the way, I was going to hold over, but he hung up. And then we'll get to all the folks that are patiently holding, Greg, Randy, Brooke, Heather, Mike, and many, many others. Before I go back to David Icke, just briefly, QuizzenPlanet.tv, all my best radio interviews are there each week. My weekly television show, my special reports are posted each week. Generally one special report, sometimes two special reports, all my videos, a bunch of other great videos that we've gotten authorization to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. PrisonPlanet.tv for those of you that are online. To stop the building of this prison planet, we're just trying to get people to think outside the box. Also, I've made 10 films. One of them is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Our so-called Christian conservative leaders engaging in Moloch worship. You know, Leviticus, give not your children to the fires of Moloch. Ezekiel. This is the real deal. Our world leaders do believe in the devil, do believe in Satanism, and I am a Christian. Does that mean I'm one of these Christians that says the Patriot Act's good and world government's good? No. And I disagree with David if he indeed wrote that in that book, which I haven't read. We'll talk about that in a second. But I hope people will get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I hope you'll get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my film, The Matrix of Evil. They're all incredible videos, $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. And I also carry George Humphrey's new video that I think is just amazing, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it's $19.95 with a color 80-plus page booklet that comes with it with all the documents and photos and information. Get a second copy for $14.95, so that's two videos and three copies of the book for $34.95. We carry Eric Hoffman's video, Painful Deceptions, Exposing 9/11. These are all videos you got to get. When you get my videos, the 10 I've made, you're authorized to make copies of them and spread the word. The toll-free number to order, take action, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. So again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, David, before you respond to what that guy was saying earlier, I think some of it, I mean, are valid questions. But before you do that, will you tell us about some of your books and videos and your website?
Well, I've written a number of books over the last 10, 15 years or so. The latest one's called Tales from the Time Loop. One before that was called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. Then there's Children of the Matrix, The Biggest Secret, and The Truth Shall Set You Free. And my website is davidicke.com, Icke is I-C-K-E, which has about 5,000 web pages now and various subjects. It's updated almost every day. And, you know, it's just a vehicle for information that people won't get through the mainstream media to be filtered and people to look at it and decide what they want to think about it. And that's really the point I was making in response to Charles. I'm actually glad that he rang up, and in a way I'm glad he said what he said, because it's a very, very important point. The foundation of any tyranny is to divide and rule the population, to provide fault lines through which you can play off one side against another, one belief off against another, one political system off against another, just as they play communism off against so-called capitalism, cartelism in truth, without telling us that the same force was actually manipulating both sides. If we are going to live in a world of true freedom, then there's one fundamental to that, and that is we have to be at peace with other people believing different things to us, so long as they don't seek to impose it on anybody and force them to believe the same. That's when the tyrannical stuff comes in.
Okay, I got to stop you. I got to stop you, David. Now, the United Nations says they want a one-world religion where you can believe whatever you want as long as you, quote, don't impose it, but then they're going to impose that view.
Yes, but I'm talking about that without imposition. I mean, how can you have freedom if one belief is imposing itself in any way on another? You can't. Freedom, a lot of people can't cope with freedom because they think freedom is the freedom to impose what they believe on other people.
David, I'm not saying that, but at the same time, you know, they arrest people in Europe now and even in the U.S. who criticize homosexuality because they say, oh, that hurts somebody's feelings and that could cause hate.
But that's different to imposing something on people. If you have heterosexuality, seeking to impose itself on homosexuality by saying, we're going to outlaw it, we can't do it, we're going to throw you in prison if you get found doing it and all that stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we have the opposite. We have the homosexuality being sold and imposed on the general public.
Well, if that's happening, that also breaks the rules of my version and definition of freedom.
Okay, David, since this all came up, because I've read your book about 9/11, I think it's excellent. I don't get into things I can't prove, which you got into in The Biggest Secret, which I didn't read. I didn't read the Children of the Matrix that the caller was calling in about. But I have to tell you that I stick to the things I can prove, and I've been highly effective at that. You're very articulate, very intelligent. You work for the BBC. You were a championship goalie. We should talk about your past. I mean, you're very interesting, articulate individual. But I've told you, on air before, that I don't think it does good in the big picture to go into things that you can't prove, add it on to all this real stuff, because then it discredits all the stuff we can document.
So what can't I prove? That Jesus didn't exist?
Well, clearly the Roman historians, all of it, and clearly Jesus Christ
exists. Prove to me that Jesus existed, Alex. Go.
Well, that's like saying prove George Washington did, or... Prove Mary, Queen of France.
I think if you go into this more deeply, you'll find that there's enormous amounts of evidence that the story of Jesus, sometimes in detail, is a story that can be found thousands of years
ago. Yeah, I know. You'll claim the Egyptians and the Babylonians have similar myths.
Yeah, all over the world.
Well, that doesn't do it.
Well, don't accept the evidence then. You believe in Jesus, fine. Go ahead, don't matter to me. Why should me not believing in Jesus matter to anybody? Because what did we talk about earlier? We talked about the fact that in the end, all of us, no matter what our beliefs, religiously, politically, in any way, shape, or form, in the end, we're all cattle to this agenda of destroying the freedom, not just of non-Jesus believers or Jesus believers, but all of us. Surely we should put aside what we don't believe or agree on and unite behind what we do, which is the freedom of all of us to have and express our beliefs, whatever they are, so long as they're not imposed on others. And anyone that seeks to impose on me that I should believe in this or believe in that, or otherwise I'm Satan, and all this very idiotic, very nonsense, is just playing the game of the very divine
Let me add something here, David. Okay, I've studied the New World Order for a decade, a little over a decade now. I've been active for a decade. And every time I follow up to the highest levels of the New World Order, they believe in Lucifer, they believe in the devil, they seek to infiltrate Christianity, they seek to discredit it. Now, in your book, you write about my infiltration of Bohemian Grove. You talk about that. You've talked about that on your website. You've talked about that in interviews. Now, is it not true that every time you research the New World Order, it leads back to Satanism? Well, then what does that mean? Because the Bible tells me there's going to be a world leader who believes in who is the devil and who hates Christians. Now, look, that is enforcing my belief.
Well, if that reinforces your belief in Christianity, Alex, then believe in Christianity.
Well, my own experiences have, too. I mean, I know God
works
in my life. But hold on. I mean, that's a real question. You know the globalists are devil worshippers. Now, why do they believe in the devil if you're saying Jesus doesn't exist?
Well, explain to me why Jesus existing or not existing relates to them worshipping a negative dark force, which they do. You're telling me that by necessity, Jesus has to be a polarity of what they worship. Why can't there be just another state of consciousness, a state of love as opposed to a state of hate, a state of peace as opposed to a state of conflict? Why does that love, which they are trying to destroy, Why out of human consciousness, why does that love have to be called Jesus? Why can't it just be called love or any other name?
Okay, David, we're about to go back to calls here in a second, and people will probably take us in 100 different directions, but I want to get back to something I raised with the Matrix earlier.
Right.
I clearly said that overall the first film gives us you know, a good analogy or parallel to what's going on, at least psychologically and mentally, at a lot of different levels. The second one, then it gets into the Illuminati, the New World Order, and the third one, it has this terrible message. We sit down with the great architect, that Masonic term for Lucifer, and the architect, you know, the guy with the white beard, the shaman archetype, sits there and tells us, look, you're going to destroy everything if you do this. Some people want the Matrix. You can have, your free will in this, trying to counterfeit what God, you know, what the God of the Bible says, if you've got free will. So, and then what I was going to elaborate on is that's what the Illuminati says to professors and intelligent people is, we've got to be more ruthless than anybody else, because if we aren't, other people will get this technologies, and then they'll destroy the planet, or they'll unseat our elite, join us and be part of the power structure. That's why I was saying that message is so dangerous. And do you have any comments on that?
Well, the way that we're being mind manipulated through fear is and does take endless manifestations, and what you're describing is one of them. And you know, I've met and read accounts of friends of people in high places in the university structure, both in this country and America, for instance, who are knowingly teaching and standing by doctrines and beliefs that they know to be false, because if they don't, then they're going to lose their job, and they're going to lose their funding, and they're going to lose their sense of who they are in the community. What I would say to those people is what I said earlier. At the end of your life, is that going to make you feel good about yourself? Or will you feel better about yourself if you say, I'm going to do what I believe to be right, no matter what the consequences? I'm not going to think about consequences. I'm going to do what I believe to be right. And you know, we would change this world, Alex, overnight, if people, particularly those in key places who are